This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Clear Creek County Commissioners say they're taking actions to prevent further police killings in the future. A year ago, a deputy sheriff fatally shot Christian Glass, who called 911 after he got his car stuck. His family recently agreed to a $19 million settlement for the death.
The board does not believe that the sheriff has adequately accepted responsibility for his central role in this tragedy, or the need to swiftly correct all of the gaps in training and protocols that existed at the time of Christian's death.
County commissioners announced they would implement a mental health co-responder program. They will also train their 911 operators to identify a mental health crisis. Denver is choosing its next mayor today. CPR's Paolo Scelsita spoke to voters about what brought them out to the ballot box.
Chuck McCoy voted in person at a recreation center in one of Denver's outer neighborhoods. He noted that even though there were fewer names on the ballot compared to the April general election, when there were 17 names on the mayoral list, it was still hard to choose between Mike Johnston and Kelly Bruff.
Some of it was a gut feeling, you know, if you want to go by that. And then just, I think, probably how they phrased what they wanted to do. They both wanted to do very similar things. But I think that we chose a candidate that might be able to get it done.
Ballots are due from in-person voting or in a drop box by 7 p.m. tonight. In addition to the mayoral election, three seats on city council are also up for grabs. I'm Paolo Scelsita, CPR News.
And we'll bring you up-to-the-minute updates live on air tonight, beginning at 7 p.m. through 10 p.m. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.